This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I gotta tell you, some of you guys know that, I'm preparing for my recertification for my boards. Not the most exciting topic, obviously, but, if you wanna know why I'm grumpy and why I'm starting to now doubt myself, that is because I'm older and doing an every 7 to 10 year recert, it really reminds you of how much you learned in medical school and how much you forgot. Yeah, and doctors don't like to admit that. You know, maybe doctors will talk amongst themselves. You know, yeah, I got a recert for my boards and, you know, yeah, this sucks. I don't remember the stuff or whatever. But do we ever tell patients that? Do we ever tell, you know, the masses? No, we don't. I don't have any problem admitting it. You know, I am trying to relearn how to, you know, deal with a pregnant woman about to go into seizures. I'm trying to relearn how to deal with episiotomy repairs. I haven't done any of that in years. I don't deliver babies. And even though I could, I guess, choose certain modules on my boards to continue my, you know, certification, and I could steer away from, you know, obstetrics and gynecology if I want to, I don't think I should, because as a family doc, I want to be able to answer everybody's problem. But what's very interesting is there's all these new rules. Like for a pregnant woman, they're supposed to get pertussis. They're supposed to get a pertussis shot. Even though, you know, we make sure that they get their flu shot, now, all right, I guess we have to make sure that they get their tetanus pertussis booster, even if they just had a tetanus shot. I mean, you know, there's all these new things out there now that I have to relearn. And I'm really starting to, so I'm starting to kind of feel old. I'm starting to feel like, you know, gosh, you know, maybe my memory isn't the way it used to be because I can't remember all these facts. Kawasaki disease, Hashimoto's thyroiditis versus, you know, Graves' disease. What are we looking at with the TSH receptors? You know, all this stuff that it's not minutia. This is like really important stuff. It's just, you know, when you're in practice, you just treat. You don't sit there and start to, you know, name the people that found the disease. You treat it. So I decided to go to the movies just to kind of let off some steam and, you know, feel better about myself. And we saw Logan. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have seen Logan yet. I'll try not to ruin it for you. But it is not a pick-me-up this time around. Okay, now mind you, during the X-Men movies, Wolverine was always kind of funny. He was, you know, snarky. He was kind of a jerk, right? You know, and we love that about him. Plus, he's Hugh Jackman, very sexy. The way they did it in this movie, unfortunately, wow, you saw him age. You saw him need reading glasses. Are you kidding me? You saw him have arthritis. Now, this is not something I wanted to see. This is not something I wanted to be reminded about. And I got to tell you, I walked out of that movie depressed as hell. By the way, let me just say, though, Hugh Jackman did a great job. In fact, I think he should be up for an Oscar. I mean, he did amazing in that role. I mean, it was a very good movie from that end. It's not going to be a happy, funny, giggly movie like, not the Avengers, I should say, not but yeah, like a lot of the Marvel movies do. By the way, Russell Crowe, I guess, had been in the running for that character. Can you imagine Russell Crowe? Thomas Jane was, I guess, also, he was, I guess, from Arrested Development. He was considered for that role. Viggo Mortensen, who I've had a crush on for decades now, he was considered for that role. I think he would have done excellent, too. Ed Norton was being considered for that role. Glenn Danzig. Apparently he's 5'4", and he matched Wolverine's original height in the comic books. Gary Sinise, right? Lieutenant Dan could have possibly been Wolverine. Aaron Eckhart was, I guess they were considering, Dougray Scott. Bob Hoskins? Are you kidding me? Really? Bob Hoskins from Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Yep, I guess. Now, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Let's just stop for a second here and think about Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme playing Wolverine, I think he could have done a damn good job because he's just very, very sexy. But if it wasn't Hugh Jackman, I would probably definitely choose Viggo Mortensen. You know, it's interesting. They were talking about stars that almost took over certain roles. You know, with Friends, Vince Vaughn was, I guess, in the running to play Joey on Friends. And I found that to be very interesting because Joey was just so good looking. Vince Vaughn is funny. But you really needed somebody good-looking and gorgeous like Joey to play that. And then Chandler was almost given to Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau wrote Swingers. He was also in Very Bad Things, Zathura. He's a producer now. He was also in the Iron Man movies. He played the security guy. So he was supposed to have played Chandler. I think he could have pulled that off, but Chandler did good. But it's amazing how once you start to like and grow onto something, grow, you know, onto a show or grow into a character, you don't want anybody else playing that. So for those networks out there thinking of coming up with somebody else who could be Dr. Dahlia, it's not going to work. Okay, there's only one Dr. Dahlia. Please don't even try it. Yes, could Pamela Lee Anderson, right, maybe? Jessica Alba, they look really a lot like me. I mean, maybe they could have probably gotten away with that. Emma Stone, maybe. Look, there's only one me, so don't even try to replace me. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The American Healthcare Act gets pulled. Does not get to move forward. You see Democrats as well as a bunch of conservative Republicans rejoice. You have the rest of the GOP going, what the heck happened? You have media outlets saying, look, Donald Trump can't negotiate. He can't lead. It was a crappy bill. Let's talk about what's next. And, you know, a couple things are going to surprise you. Obamacare is the law of the land. This is not something we have been expecting over the last 4 months, because once Donald Trump won, we were thinking, great, the taxes are going away. The penalties are going away. Hold your horses. Nothing's changed. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, of course, we'd love to know what you think. So call in again at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But with the American Healthcare Act getting pulled, not even put to a vote at the end of last week, there's good and bad, obviously. And I think we need to start looking at this as a good thing. Right? This is kind of how I like to do things. I like to keep looking at things as positive. And so whenever anything seems to happen that doesn't really seem to go the way that we think we would have wanted to, you got to look at the good and you got to look at the positive of what happened. And I want to apologize to you because we've all been kind of talking ourselves into this American Health Act as the you know, American Healthcare Act as the best thing out there that could, you know, allow an Obamacare repeal and replace to go through as smoothly as possible. And I guess it's not going to be, it's not going to move forward. And so now we have to kind of talk ourselves out of it. And you saw that's what people did. People were like, oh, I hope the GOP gets it passed. I hope they get it passed. And then when it didn't, like, oh, it was a crappy bill anyway. So that's kind of where a lot of us are at right now. Right now, a lot of us in our minds are trying to pivot. And, we're trying to, you know, regroup. And, you know, even Democrats are kind of concerned about what's happening with our future because, remember, President Trump had said, given an executive order instructing agencies to provide relief from the health care law. And so the IRS had eased up on rejecting the tax filings. Remember, if line 61 was not completed, that was supposed to attest if you had purchased health coverage, rather than the IRS rejecting the tax return, saying, no, you didn't fill it all out. No, you got to tell us if you have health insurance or not. You know, because if you didn't, you would get fined or taxed. Donald Trump's executive order instructed agencies to, you know, go a little easier. Right? But there's no law now that repealed and replaced that tax and that penalty that Obama imposed. So all the penalties, the individual, the employer mandates, those taxes, they're still in play. So here we are coming up in tax season. That, you know, that there's a lot of Democrats who are, I think, hoping, okay, good, because I didn't buy health insurance. So, I don't want to get fined. Well, you'll probably have to. I'm not sure what this quote unquote easing up that the IRS did, how, if they're going to stick with it or not. Now, I don't think anybody's going to turn around and get punished. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this tax season, but Obamacare is still the law of the land. Now, for those of you on Medicaid that have been on Medicaid over the last 8 years, it's still, the expansion still stays put. So for those people that qualify for Medicaid, they did. And, you know, we were talking about how the Medicaid expansion during the recession was supposed to be a temporary safety net. Right? So when people lost their jobs, they could then at least be on Medicaid, etc. Well, the Medicaid was also a safety net for those that did work and made minimum wage who couldn't purchase health insurance, or those who worked part-time and couldn't purchase health insurance. So Medicaid is still populated by a bunch of people that had to go on it during the recession. And so for those people that were panicked about the scale back, it's not happening yet. All right, but just, you know, the writing's on the wall. It's going to have to happen eventually. Insurance premiums still going up. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, health insurance premiums on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces are expected to increase faster within this year than in previous years. So, you know, we're not going to have new open enrollment on the health care exchanges till November. It's really hard to wrap our heads around the fact that we still are dealing with Obamacare. So we're still going to have these exchanges. And for those of you who like the exchanges, for those of you who supported what Obama did, it's got to be frustrating for you guys, too, to go, okay, look, this, you know, Aetna's pulling out, United Healthcare's pulling out, you know, most insurance companies only have maybe one or two choices. So, you know, this is kind of, even if, you know, the GOP says, yeah, we'll let Obamacare plan stay, you're not really getting, you know, any more choices. In fact, next year for 2018, possibly less. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, marketplace insurer participation in states using the healthcare.gov in 2017 ranges from one company in Alabama, Alaska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Wyoming. You guys only have one company offering you choices in Alabama, Alaska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Wyoming, and to the max of 15 companies in Wisconsin. So, you know, for some of you, you're like, oh, this is great. I'm sitting pretty. I'm okay. We still have all these credits coming our way. Not credits, but subsidies coming our way. We're good. Then, you know, congratulations. I just don't see how long that's going to last. Now, so what President Trump had said, then fine, let Obamacare explode. That's fine. Let it, you know, let it explode. And what a lot of people are saying is, look, if the GOP can't agree on the American Health Act, right, the Freedom Caucus, who I guess now it's being rumored that they made a pact to not let Trump or anybody change their vote. If the Freedom Caucus, and maybe they did us a favor, you know, maybe this American Health Care Act was a lifeboat that was going to sink itself, you know, for, you know, trying to save people from the dying Obamacare ship. So, you know, maybe they're smarter than we think. I don't know. But, you know, President Trump and how many people in the GOP feel is, well, then fine. If Obamacare's on a death spiral, let it die. And then when the Democrats are, you know, ready to work, they'll come and work with us. Here's the problem, guys, and listen up. The Obamacare death spiral may not come as quickly as anticipated. We got midterm elections in 2 years. If Obamacare continues to sputter on the life support that the law allows it to have, and in with the next midterms, the House shifts in terms of its majority, then the Democrats will continue to fund the life support measures for Obamacare. So the idea that, well, you know, Obamacare is going to die on its own anyway, yes, it will, you know, but we don't know what's going to happen with the next election and if more people are going to infuse money into it. You see, this would have been a slam dunk, right? Repealing Obamacare, because it looks like the majority of people, even in the House, don't like it. However, they didn't like the bill that was brought forward, right? And nobody wants to just repeal it. Nobody wants to just pull the cord or cut the wire. Because the way Obamacare is entrenched into our current healthcare system, it'll basically sink our healthcare system. It was designed with the self-destruct for anybody that started to mess around with its wires. So if the GOP had agreed on, all right, you know what, fine, let's just repeal it and then we'll figure out what we're going to do, because this is ridiculous, it's going to continue to sputter on, there would be some major issues. So what I think they have to do is make a very, very simple from here on forward, simple bills that they pass. Okay, let's stop the mandate. Now, some people say, well, wait a second, if you stop the mandate and you stop all the penalties and the taxes, then there's going to be no money to fund Obamacare. Well, yeah. Well, people may blame. Everybody's worried about their political career. Everybody's worried about getting, you know, reelected or not, and they need to stop doing that. But if you don't think the taxes or the penalties is a good thing, especially for our economy, then fine, repeal that. Right? Or just make a law saying, no, we're not going to tax you. We're not going to penalize you. That's stupid. Right? And, you know, see what happens. Yes, the Obamacare death spiral may happen a little quicker. It's like pulling one of the plugs. What Congress is going to have to do is agree on the things that stink. Now, the big problem that everybody had with this is the insurance premiums were not going to go down. There was nothing in the Affordable Health Care Act that proved to us that health insurance premiums was going to go down. Well, I say, again, stop the penalties, all right, and allow, you know, incentivize new insurance companies to go out into the market, all right, or the existing ones, to provide health care plans or products that people without insurance can purchase. Come up with inexpensive insurance. Do that. And try to beat the price of the federal subsidies. And there's a variety of different things you could offer. You could offer a health insurance plan that will give you a mammogram, give you one physical a year, and five medical prescriptions, let's say, on a regular basis. You could do something like that. I mean, there's some creativity they could do. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so very, very cool. You know, people think that scientists are kind of dorks, okay, right? You know, and they think that, you know, I mean, has anybody ever said, you know, oh, man, I'm dating, you know, somebody really, really hot. Oh, you know, who you dating, you know? Well, he is a research scientist. And they're like, ooh, sexy. Well, I got to tell you, there is nothing more sexy than this next story. All right. Heart tissue has been made using spinach. Now, you know, I'm not a big fan of vegetables. All right. And this partnering of scientists and spinach has made now scientists sexier than ever, as well as spinach. All right, so as you guys know, the race is on for scientists to create these new organs in the lab. All right, and if somebody, let's say, has a heart attack, and they lose that part of the heart muscle, they're going to be more inclined to go into heart failure because their heart can't pump the way it needs to. So we've been trying to make heart tissue for a while. Now, in the lab, we've been able to do the dry body parts like trachea, like windpipes, outer ears. You know, we can't make a pancreas. I mean, we can't make anything juicy that secretes. We can't do that yet. Okay, we're not there yet. But we can make something dry and anatomical. We've been doing good. But using spinach, researchers from the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Arkansas State University Jonesboro created an artificial, I guess in their attempt to create an artificial heart, found a way to circumvent the difficult process of making that circulatory network by using spinach. Now, for those of you guys that took botany, all right, plants have these vascular bundles. All right, they got xylem and they got phloem, not phlegm, not that, but phloem. And so these vascular bundles allow water and nutrients to go up from the roots up to the leaves, and then there has to be a transport process back. Now, when you look at spinach, you also see the vascular structure in the leaves. If you guys ever look at a spinach leaf or some of these other sort of leaves, it looks like they have veins, right? This is exactly what was up our scientist's alley. So according to WPI, the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, in a series of experiments, the team cultured beating human heart cells on spinach leaves that were stripped of plant cells. So they took the spinach leaves, stripped them from plant cells, and if you look at them, they basically turned into very, very clear. It took about a 7-day process. But when you look at the nice green leafy spinach leaf, it started to look olive, then it started to look maybe pale, and then it was completely white. I mean, completely transparent. All right. Then what they did is they flowed fluids and microbeads similar in size to human blood cells throughout the spinach vasculature, and then they seeded the spinach veins with human cells that line the blood vessel. Now, after that, they perfused the blood product, and you could see you could see that it looks like a piece of tissue that could be in a human that has a vascular tree or vascular structure. The author said the development of decellularized plants for scaffolding opens up the potential for a new branch of science that investigates the mimicry between plant and animal. You know, remember, plants have been here longer than man. Okay, let's go back to the Bible. Okay, right? If you go back to the, 6 days, then God rested. Plants and vegetation came before animals and humans. So, well, because animals needed something to eat, right? And so obviously the plants have figured out longer than us, even if it was only a day, okay? The plants have figured out longer than us how to transport things to its distal tips. It knows how to do that. It also knows how to, deciduate or whatever the word is when they lose their leaves and then, when winter goes away and spring comes back, they get more. Right? The leaves know how to capture sunlight and bring it down to the rest of the plant. The roots know how to, grab fluid, water, and soil nutrients. So obviously there's some symbiotic relationship, there's some transport system, and if we could figure that out in plants, and remember, human tissue is delicate. Some people could say, well, how is a spinach leaf, stripped of its cells, decellularized, strong enough for the human heart? Well, you layer the sucker together. You layer these tissues together just like the human body. The human body's tissues are so thin. Have you guys ever had a nasty paper cut right from a folder? We carried folders, before we started to go electronic in my office years ago. So the folders were thick. And when you get a paper cut from there, you're like, I'm not going to do stitches. All right. So you start to see it heal. and you have that little granulation. So it's a cell layer thick, then two cells layer thick, and then four, then 16, then, you know, and so, you know, these cell layers are very, very thin. Okay, plants, spinach leaves, that's pretty sturdy. So even if you decellularize it, that has some pretty interesting tensile strength. Yeah, you don't want to stick a tooth into it because you could shear it open, but who sticks a tooth into heart muscle? So they say now with this quote-unquote new tissue, they can make layers of heart tissue that can be used to replace damaged heart tissue from a heart attack. So, obviously scientists' cool factors just went up a few notches with this one. If you want to read more about it, go to my website at drdahlia.com. But this is some exciting stuff. And this is exactly what we have to do in science. You know, when I was talking about the superbug issue we have, where we have these bacteria that antibiotics just can't touch, what we need to do is we need to go back. All right, let's go backwards. Let's look at, and they have, they're looking at Tasmanian devil breast milk. Tasmanian devil babies weren't getting sick and dying off from this nasty cancer-inducing bug that the parents were. Why? Because there was something in breast milk. Look at plants. Some plants can withstand a lot of disease. Why is that? What do these plants have? What are the components of the plant that help it fight off certain disease? If you do have a group of plants, all right, and some sort of, let's say, some sort of weather change affects their soil, why are some plants more sturdy than others? What do they have in their genetic makeup? So us stopping and going to plants and trying to pull ideas and creatively figure out ways where we could apply this science to humans, that's exactly where we need to be going. Whether it's to fight superbugs, whether it's to fight cancer, whether it's to fight dehydration, whether it's to, you know, improve heart muscle tissue. So I thought this was pretty cool. And I don't really like eating spinach that much unless it's cream spinach. So if, you know, researchers want to maybe use the spinach for something else so I don't have to eat it, I think that's great. But yeah, next time you look at a spinach, just check out all the little trabeculations. And yeah, that's your homework. Look up xylem, which is a unidirectional flow, and phloem, which is bidirectional. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's something called UroLift. And UroLift, for men dealing with enlarged prostate, and we know about 40 million men are dealing with this, all right, apparently is a option that will allow, it's minimally invasive, and it boasts a 90% success rate, and it can be conducted without general anesthesia. They say it works is a small titanium implants are placed in the prostate to hold the obstructing tissue away from the urethra to relieve the obstruction. As a prostate grows, it starts to encumber upon the urethra that goes from the bladder to the outside world. So rather than cutting the tissue away with a TURP, you could use these plates. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Randall writes, my 72-year-old mother-in-law is moving in with us. She is too, quote-unquote, weak to leave on her own. Now, I can't read what he writes on air, but basically he thinks that she is BSing. Because she doesn't want to pay to live on her own, and he doesn't like the blank. I can't stand the witch, he says. All right. Ask me for suggestions. Okay. He heard a commercial for a place for mom. I apologize. I don't know much about a place for mom. I heard those commercials too. So I don't know how much it costs. I don't know if insurance covers it. I don't know. I would say, you might want to look at them. You may want to look them up. A place for mom also seems to have a lot of resources, for people that are trying to figure out what to do with an elderly parent or an elderly in-law. So check it out. Hopefully one day I'll have one of them on the show so we could talk about what they offer. But, this is an issue. Many times we have the in-laws move in with us. I mean, that's just the way it was when I was growing up. The kids were more successful than the parents. And so it's different now, but the kids were more successful than the parents. And so when the parents ran out of money, they moved in with us. We tried to convert a garage. We tried to, we just tried to figure out what we could do so we could have grandma or grandpa live with us. Both grandparents, the grandfathers died too quick, but the grandmothers, they needed a place to live. And, nowadays it's different. Nowadays it's millennials, right, doing worse than their parents, having to come back home. It's very odd, very strange, and kind of nerve-wracking, too, because, my kids aren't millennials. They're now Generation Z, I believe. And so I need my kids to, God willing, be very successful so I have a place to live later, okay, and my mom. And anybody else. So when you have somebody that's too weak to live on their own, it's very difficult to assess that, even as doctors, to assess if somebody's faking. Because, older people are frail, and if they trip and fall and they get a hip fracture, there's a 50% chance they could die that year. So don't get all excited by that news. Quick, don't need to put a bunch of rat traps on the ground. Stop that. But in all seriousness, you can't look at a person and go, oh, they're faking it. That they're too weak. If they don't feel like, they have the stamina or the, safety, to walk across a big, large room without being able to hold on to a wall, there's a very good chance that that person is going to fall. And you don't want an individual like that living alone. Now, many people that do have older parents or grandparents that can't take care of themselves, if they have an apartment that isn't conducive for grandma to live in or whatever, sometimes people will hire nurses to come to the house. Home health, again, very sketchily is covered by insurance. All right? Long-term assisted living. Not covered by Medicare. So this is concerning. He asked how long, was her life expectancy? She's 72, but she looks good. People now are living till their 80s and 90s. So on one end, we need to figure out what we could do with our elderly population, how to take care of them without, having to live on their own, feel vulnerable, not feel like they could protect themselves, feel like they're going to fall. They can't, go out and go grocery shopping by themselves, having difficulty going over to the kitchen to, feed themselves. As people start having issues, like whether they have the shuffling steps of Parkinson's or have such severe osteoarthritis that it's so painful for them to get up and walk, but they say, to heck with that, I don't need to eat. All right? Unfortunately, that could lead to their morbidity and accelerate it. Now let's talk about the other side. You not wanting to live with your mother-in-law for another 20 years. You have every right to complain. That's hard. That's really difficult. You have a small place. You have a small apartment. You work a difficult job, and now you have to come home, and there's somebody there you don't like, or there's somebody there that you have to take care of. It's hard, and I should probably tell them, quit being, selfish and buck up, but, I know what it's like to have somebody in my house that I don't want to have in my house, and I'm a pretty sane person. And when it comes to somebody being in my nest or my not having my own, private time, It's frustrating. Now, what unfortunately a lot of people do is they tend to be in their room. So they're like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to hide out in my, you can't do that. If your house is your castle, you can't just hide in one room, be away from the rest of the family. You can't do that. That's going to drive you crazy. And unfortunately, a very common type of elder abuse, which we can't allow and stand for, are people leaving grandma or grandpa in their room. Well, they can live with us, but they just need to stay in their area. I don't want to see them. I don't want to hear from them. I don't want to have to change the television. And so, you know, it's something we don't talk about. Nobody talks about. No, nobody's going to cover an article like that. It's more important to talk about, you know, or more entertaining to talk about what's going on with Trump or if Hillary's going to make a comeback or what George Clooney and Amal's children are going to look like. But nobody talks about what really, really happens day in and day out. And that's people are living with people that they don't want to live with. And so they turn to drinking, or they turn to food, or they turn to, pills to make them get through the day. Your home is a very important part of maintaining your psyche. And if you don't feel like you have the privacy you need, or, you know, the time that you need, then, you know, you need to start looking at other options. Now, one thing that you can do is, you know, there's many different floor plans that do allow, allow where, you know, somebody has access to the kitchen, et cetera, without having to, having to always be in your space. So I think having your own space is important. We just don't want you to isolate yourself. But another thing that I think is very important, especially for the elderly individuals, to have stimulation. That elderly individual needs to get out of the house. Keeping an elderly individual who can walk and who can do things but who's getting more weak, you can't keep them just locked up in the room. That's abusive, and it's going to accelerate their... You can't do that, all right? But there are a lot of adult daycares. And I hate to use the word daycare, but they're places where your older, mother or grandma or et cetera can go to. And there's activities. There's ways for them to hang out with other people. And rather than them going to work for 8 hours... they could go to these daycares. They could have meals. They could, play bingo. They could learn, take classes. They could learn things. And then they come back home. Somebody picks them up, brings them back home, and then they're back home with the family at night. So, that may not really solve your problem if you're gone during the day, too. But it also helps, you know, we haven't talked about, well, what if you have to take care of that person? You know, how do you take off work to be able to take care of somebody day in and day out? So, you know, some of these adult day, quote unquote, I hate to call them daycare settings, those things may actually work out very nice. Again, there's cost associated with that. And so, it's not easy. It's not easy. And, we've all had to be there. And it's frustrating. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.